Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC main event featherweight clash between the former champion Max Holloway and, of course, one of the fan favorites, Korean Zombie Chan Sung Jun. Lots of fun. It's just going to be lots of fun. There's no way that it's not going to be. I mean, with who these are and where they're at in their career and what they bring to the table every time they fight. This is going to be electric. There's a few different ways that this can go, dependent on what versions of these fighters show up. But no matter what, the pace is going to be ridiculous, set most likely by Max Holloway, and the pace is going to be countered by the heavy hands of the Korean Zombie, and potentially some grappling as well. Before we go any further, as you can see, I've got my brew on the table. We are sponsored this week by our friends at Harney and Sons. These guys do fantastic teas. This is a Scottish morning tea. There's a sale on breakfast teas right now, so make sure you go and check out the website. It is harney.com, H-A-R-N-E-Y. Go and check their stuff out. They've got a sale on breakfast teas. If you use the code FULLREPTILE, you'll get a further 15% off. Loads of really good stuff. The other one I'm really into at the moment is the tune-up. It's like cloves and lemon and peppermint. It's a great, great cup of tea. I very much recommend you go and check these out. Give them some support, order some of their stuff, use the code FULLREPTILE, you'll get your 15% discount, and you'll love this stuff. And of course, I like this from when I'm talking about our friends at AG1, travel packs. The amount of times, and no offense to the places that I've visited, but the amount of times I can't find a good cup of tea. I travel with tea, of course I do, because I have a passport that says the United Kingdom on it, and you get tea bags with your passport. It's what we do over here. So Earl Grey, organic English breakfast tea, they're your two travel teas. Who doesn't love an Earl Grey in the morning just to switch your brain on? Right. Let's get back to the fights. So, of course, we're excited for this one. We expect a very high pace from Max Holloway. His strikes landed per minute average is 7.1, which is, he just sets such an incredibly high pace. The thing I like about the Korean Zombie style, right, and if you go back to the point where people went, who's this guy? Who's this Korean Zombie guy? It was in the WEC days when he fought Leonard Garcia, right? I'm sure that if you've been watching the channel for long enough, you will have heard me mention this fight before. Because a part of the reason why Korean Zombie's known for this fighting style is because of that particular fight. Of course he was a get-in-your-face kind of fight individual before that, if you can find those previous fights, but that version of him against Leonard Garcia kind of set the bar for what people expect when he fights. And what I thought was interesting as well, when the UFC acquired WEC and brought over the fighters, Leonard Garcia and the Korean Zombie were matched up again and they fought. And I was fortunate enough to be at that event. And this time around, of course, everyone was going, oh, this is going to be wild. Korean Zombie and Leonard Garcia are just going to stand and just... It was just wild, the first fight. I can't even give it any more of a technical breakdown than that. But neither guy was interested in blocking punches. They were both 100% focused on what can I hit him with next and how can I do it as hard as possible. Especially Leonard Garcia was like biting down on his mouth guard and swinging his arms at full length. It was just a wild fight. Like, you've got to watch it. Like, if you're interested in learning technical skills and watching nice, finesseful finishes, this is not the fight. I can give you some Korean Zombie fights to watch for that, but this is not it. This is like, let's just go. Leonard Garcia is that kind of fighter. Korean Zombie can be that kind of fighter, although not always. And it was just a great fight. It was a wild back and forth, and it was the moment really when the wider MMA community started really talking about Korean Zombie. Where was it? Let's go back to. Yeah, so he was. So here we are. He was 10-1 coming into that fight, and he lost it. It was a split decision. He lost back in 2010, and then he went on and lost to George Root. But it just didn't matter because he still came into the UFC. He was coming off two losses. Straight away, they were like, right, we've got WEC roster, we've got Leonard Garcia, we've got Korean Zombie, let's just run it back. We're going to get the same thing again, surely. And it wasn't. I mean, it was a second round twister. which is one of the only three. We've just seen another Twister recently, and it's a very unusual submission. And for me, that was really, it was weird because I'd been railroaded into expecting, well, this is who Korean Zombie is. This is who Leonard Garcia is. That's what we're going to get, of course. And then all of a sudden he showed this like supremely technical side. And I think everybody for a moment was like, huh. So he can brawl, but he doesn't have to brawl. And then, like, you know, you fast forward to one of my favorite fights of his against Hinato Moicano. And the reason why I love that is because you've got the coming together of the two worlds, right? You've got the I don't give a damn about my face attitude from the original Leonard Garcia fight. And then you've got the I'm going to catch you in a twister, only the second in UFC history at the time, against the second version of Leonard Garcia. And then you put him in against Moicano and you're kind of somewhere in the pocket in between the two because he's staying right in range to take shots. But his eyes are open. He never blinks when someone throws a shot at him. He doesn't in this instance, certainly. Watch the fight. I've watched it so many angles in slow motion. As the punch comes out, he just dips off to the side and his eyes shift. He's like, there's his chin. And even in slow motion, you can almost hear the conversation in his head. And he just places this punch in the perfect spot right on the end of Moicano's chin. So that was like the recklessness of putting himself in danger right in the pocket, but the crispness of being able to land the right punch in the right moment where the target was. And I just, like, for me, those three particular performances by the Korean Zombie are the ones that stand out. He's a very smart individual, but he's willing to throw some of that logic out of the window to put himself in a position to land a heavier shot. He loves fighting. You can tell it. You can feel it when you're watching him. It emanates off him. And you know it because he's so comfortable in those situations. Like when he fought Frankie Edgar, what a beautiful finish that was. But the whole time he's just calm. He's just like, it's very rare that you see his emotions ebb and flow. He's just so comfortable in that moment, in that pocket, accepting whatever's coming his way. And then on the other side, you've got Max Holloway, who his intensity increases over five rounds, round by round. Like, he starts off at a fairly steady pace. He's landing maybe, you know, 25-30% of his shots because he's not really committing to anything. He's testing stuff. And then he'll start to pick it up. Next round, he'll probably add 20% to his output and maybe improve by 10% accuracy, and then that'll start to get a little bit better and he'll look a bit sharper. And then third round comes and then he's starting to put things together, and now he's starting to back people up and chasing them, stepping through into southpaw as well when they're moving along the fence. Like, you can see him kind of, he cranks it up just a little bit each round. And I like that version of Max Holloway. It's a smarter version, and we've seen him try and step out of it at times. Like, you know, because certain fighters have identified that's how he fights, they've tried to capitalize on it by starting fast. And there have been times where Max Holloway's tried to start faster than he really wants to. Like, I feel like he did that when he went up to lightweight against Dustin Poirier. Maybe that was because he was like, oh, I didn't, you know, I'm full of energy. I didn't do that additional 10 pounds weight cut, which, let's be honest, always looks terrible for him. Like, he never looks great. he's got this overhang from his cheekbones that just, like, I just look at him, I think to myself, this can't be maintained. I expect at some point for him to move back up to 155. But having said that, when he fought against Dustin Poirier, I think maybe because he'd not had such of a hard weight cut, he started faster than he needed to. Of course, the Calvin Cato fight stays in everyone's mind because of the volume that he threw, and because of the composure in the moments to be going bam 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 and looking over at the commentary booth and going, I'm the best boxer in the UFC, and bam bam. It was like he just found his rhythm that night. He'd found his groove and he was just cruising. You know, it's just like that for me is like the MMA fighter version of those like late night Malibu where like the sun's going down and the surf's just right and these people just catching the right waves and just cruising in. Nothing too crazy, nothing too dramatic, but like the rhythm, like the, you know, I don't know why. That's just what it reminds me of. It's like syncing up with a vibration. That's kind of what it feels like when I see a fighter in that moment. And Max Holloway certainly finds that vibration sometimes. And I think that's where he struggled against Volkanovski, because Volkanovski was able to, with his rhythm, able to break Max Holloway's rhythm. He would like jump into range, or he'd drift himself out of range and step back in. And it just never allowed Max Holloway to kind of find his own rhythm in that fight. He was always, I mean, of course, they've spent a lot of time, you know, with one another, and we could break them down individually. But the overall general feeling when I picture Max Holloway against Volkanovski is that not quite connecting with the rhythm of the fight. And this is something that Volkanovski does very well, which is difficult to understand, but something that Max Holloway can utilize against Korean Zombie, who's kind of waits, right? Like, you look at his fight against Brian Ortega, he kind of hangs back and waits a little bit. Even if he's on the front foot, he's waiting for the right opportunity to counter. And sometimes he can get hurt and dazed in moments where he's waiting, looking for the right shot, because he doesn't mind taking the shots that are coming in his direction. Like, of course, there's a benefit in having that fearlessness of putting yourself in the pocket, but not instilling in you the reaction to get your head out of the way just because it's best not to get punched. That's the bit that the Korean Zombie lacks sometimes. Sometimes he'll take shots that he doesn't need to take because he's just getting into range, and you'll just see him kind of, they'll bounce off him, and he's not really that phased. But the Brian Ortega fight was a good example of him just kind of taking wear while he's not really doing a great deal, right? Brian Ortega landed some good shots and did hurt him at times, but it was the general accumulation, and that's where Max Holloway's very good. The general accumulation of that, never overcommits, moves out of range, switches his stance a little bit. And I also like the fact now that he's turned his back foot in a little bit, right? I see this a lot of the time with MMA fighters. Works in wrestling boots, of course, because you've got grip up the side of the toe. Works in boxing boots because of the grip on the bottom of the shoe. But the length of Max Holloway's stance and the fact that his back foot was turned out, so his instep is facing his opponent, it used to take away a lot of his mobility. Watch the difference now. He's twisted this back foot, so it's more engaged. It's more in a position where he's ready to move. And I think that served him much better. And his lead leg's not quite as vulnerable either. What else is there to say? I would love to see these two guys grapple. I don't know as we're going to get it. I don't know as either guy is going to really want to invest in that kind of energy, because first of all, Max Holloway is going to feel like as long as he's got space, he's going to be able to outbox and outmaneuver Korean Zombie. While ever Korean Zombie's standing and conscious, he feels like he's going to be able to counter something at any moment and put Max Holloway out. So with those two mindsets, that's the most logical route to victory in my eyes, unless one of them's going to go, you know what, I'm going to use the element of surprise and do something different. Max Holloway might try and clinch him. He might try and break his posture and wrap his neck. Max Holloway's got really good guillotines. That one against Cub Swanson where he chased him to the floor. I love that guillotine. He might box him up and hurt him and then clamp onto a guillotine. Of course, you know, we talk about that a lot, but a lot of guillotines are landed on people that have already been hurt and they've level changed under pressure. So I could see that being a possibility for Max Holloway. For Korean Zombie, I would love to see him wrestle, but Max Holloway's got really good takedown defense, as we know. Where are we? 84% takedown defense, which is incredible considering he's been up at the top of the division for so long. Korean Zombie's takedown accuracy is 47%. So it's not great. But then, you know, if he does get it to the floor, what else is there about Korean Zombie that we don't know? That's kind of how I always feel when we're watching him. Like, there's some, like, what does his ground game look like? Like, are we going to see something incredible from his ground game? Because he's just not chosen to show it up to this point. Like, are we going to see, you know, more twister attempts? Are we going to see him have a really good footlock game? Or I don't know. I feel like there's something more to the Korean Zombie's game that I haven't seen yet. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see that evolution in his next couple of fights. I mean, did I do teller tape? I don't think I did I? So 17-7 for Korean Zombie, 24-7 for Max Holloway. Average fight time, of course, is in Max Holloway's favour. Height goes to Max Holloway by 4 inches. Reach goes to Korean Zombie by 3 inches. We've talked about the striking output. It's quite incredible. Max Holloway has a higher striking defence as well, 59%, which again is incredible considering the Volkanovski fights, the amount of punches he took in those fights and in the Poirier fight. You know, that's still very high. The takedowns, of course, lean in Chan Sung Jun's favour. Takedown accuracy on Max Holloway's side, but of course he's not attempting nearly as many. But again, the guillotine is the key for Max Holloway. That's where he's going to really start attacking. Whereas Chan Sung Jun, I feel like there's more to his ground game than we've seen yet. But we'll find out, won't we? Or maybe we won't. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think one of these guys is going to grapple? Like Max Holloway, if anybody's going to grapple, Max Holloway is going to be the one that's going to go, you know what? I'm going to switch this up. I'm going to try something different. I feel like Korean Zombie just knows he's got that knock 'em dead power. And I don't know. It's like, even if there's 10 seconds left, it's like, yeah, but if I just crack you one time, you know, and because he knows he's got that, sometimes he can bank on it a little bit and he can wait. This is my concern for him. That now, Jamie, is just at the right temperature for drinking. It was too hot earlier. I was trying to drink it and I was getting impatient. This is a great fight, of course. Big fan of both of these guys. Don't want to see either of them lose, but I want to see both of them fight every weekend. Two certain contenders for the BMF belt, absolutely. Even if not in actual competition, in spirit, both of these guys are in that weight class that we talked about. All right, check out our sponsor, Harney and Sons, harney.com. Go and check them out. If you use the code FULLREPTILE, you'll get 15% off. There's a sale on breakfast teas right now, and we have breakfast every day. You've got 365 opportunities to pick a good tea, and I'm giving you the hint of where to start. Harney.com, go and check them out. Use the code FULLREPTILE, 15% off. Have a good day. Enjoy the fights.